The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and the world opening back up and all those kind of good things. Let's do this. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's
from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. Even if he doesn't like it, he'll read it because he just wants to read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Friday, freaking Friday, and it actually feels like a Friday because we're going to have Memorial Day off, and on Tuesday we're going to be back in studio.
Yes,
so
yes.
Today feels like a Friday. What's going on, Hoffman?
You know, sports and stuff. Enjoying my last working day from home, Fred.
Well, that's I'm guessing
back
you're ready
in my
to
office
get back
behind my gigantic mahogany desk.
yeah.
With, you know, I've got stuffed animals, stuffed beasts from my kills decorating cool. My office, as you know. All of my mini radio awards line the walls of my office. And it will be good to get back in there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back in studio and doing the show in a normal setting again. I mean, not that this has been bad or anything, but it just, it'll be fun to, you know, do radio the way it was meant to be done, and maybe things will start feeling a little bit more normal, or at least as normal as we can make them. So that should be fun. And how was Josh today? I heard you guys a little bit doing some crosstalk before the show.
Yeah, he was good. I thought he had a good episode again. He's like kind of like me, although most people would say, like, I don't like any politicians. And most people hear me talk and they say, oh, well, you're a liberal.
Well, you
and
are, but that's okay.
Josh is kind of on the other side of it. He's the same way. He doesn't like politicians. He doesn't like politics. But he comes across more on the opposite side. So, but it was interesting to hear what he had to say and hear people's reactions to it. And I appreciate some of what Josh saying that, you know, he's excited to have businesses back up and running, which, you know, it can't be a bad thing. But I also appreciate that he says he wears a mask, and I can get down with that. What I don't like, and I heard someone call in and say the masks are the government's way of trying to control us. That seems like a minimal amount of control, first of all. Like, does the government sit back and go, yep, got them? I don't believe that. So I don't know that I agree with that. But, you know, for the most part, Josh is a smart dude, and his audience seems to be smart folks as well.
Yeah, I've enjoyed listening to him this week, and I'm happy we have him. And yeah, I miss the old lineup a lot, but I think things are coming around the best we can do with him. And man, I mean the guy's really good, and I hope that this is an opportunity that works out well for him. And you know, that would be really cool if it works out for him and us, even better. So I'm kind of wrestling. Well, first off, the whole government controlling things with a mask. Guess what? My choice. I'm wearing a mask, and it's easy for me because I'm ugly, and it makes me look cool, especially when I have a hat, a mask, and sunglasses, and you can't recognize me. I could be a movie star. You know, I behind all that, I could be an attractive. So I'm totally down with it. But I'm kind of wrestling because I do want to go, you know, to my neighborhood bar tonight, but I don't want to go if it's crowded. And I'm guessing the whole freaking world is going to go out tonight. So I may wait until like Tuesday or something.
But I'm at guessing it's going to be wild out there tonight.
Yeah, and I don't want that. I mean, I kind of want it to be like it was when we went to dinner the other night, where it was nice and spaced out. I felt comfortable with that. And I felt like, for my friend's sake, who owns a bar, I mean, I hope she makes a bunch of money. But I don't want to go over there and there be 100 people there. Because, you know, there's a nice big patio out back, so there's room for, you know, a good chunk of people. But I just don't know that I want to, and it's real easy. It's two blocks away. I'll walk over, and if it's crowded, I'll turn around and go home and drink at home. But definitely going to, I'm definitely going to go at some point. And we've been walking over there and getting stuff to go because she's been doing food and stuff. So we've been there two or three times. But just actually going and sitting at the bar again, I kind of want to do that, but I'm not going to do it when places are crowded. So, and I've talked to a few friends about, you know, they were asking, hey, you going over? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'll go scout it because they all feel the same way. It's like, man, if it's really packed. But then if all of us who've talked about it go, it's going to be packed. So we'll see. Somebody asked, you going to wear a mask next week in studio? Yeah. As long as it doesn't affect the sound, which I don't know that it would. Yeah,
I'm not going to wear a mask in studio, but I'm also not going to be near anybody else in studio.
Well, yeah,
I mean, we sit a pretty good distance apart as it is.
We'll see. I mean, I always use my own mic cover and everything, so I don't know that it's that big a deal.
But you know what? But if our boss asks us to wear a mask in studio, guess what I'm going to do? Wear a mask.
Well, I have no problem doing it. It's just if it affects the sound, I'll probably try it. And if I sound muffled, then I won't. But if I sound fine, it probably will because I've gotten used to wearing it the rare times I've gone out in public, and I don't have a problem with it. So,
and here's the other thing. I mean, if we get in that studio and Fred isn't comfortable with me in there without a mask, then I mean, I guess I'll wear a mask.
Well, and you know, if I have allergies and I'm going to cough, then I want to have a mask on. You know, because that kind of gets lost in this. Is that, you know, when my allergies kick up, I'll wind up sneezing here or there. Oh, no, it's the Rona. Well, not really. You know, it's just allergies. But I don't want to be sneezing on anybody or spraying that stuff around. So we'll see.
But we do have we do have some things in place. AD's ordering more stuff to keep our, like, some. We may be doing the show in gloves for the foreseeable future. But we've got some special spray to sanitize everything between shows. You know, if I didn't think that it was safe for us to start coming back in, then we wouldn't come back in. But that's,
right.
You know, at some point we're going to have to. And, you know, it seems like as things start to open back up, we're going to try it. And if, you know, my big concern has always been we get in and somebody gets sick and then we've got to reset.
Right.
There's nothing we can do about it, though. You know, we're all going to have to be personally responsible. If we think we're sick or are feeling sick in any way, you're going to have to not come to work, which is usually, I mean, you know, that's my rule of thumb anyway. Just don't do it. If you're,
right.
If you're not feeling great, don't come to work. I'm not going to be mad at you for taking sick days. You got them for a reason. But, yeah, it's sort of the risk that we're going to have to take now.
I don't feel like there's much of a risk there because I think most of us are pretty responsible. And, you know, if somebody starts feeling sick, I just don't think they'll come in. I think people will wipe stuff down like they're supposed to. I think everybody's fairly responsible. I don't know. I would have been okay going in during this the way we were doing it before because, I mean, that place was completely disinfected before every show.
Yeah.
I don't like that bathroom, but, you know, that thing's always been nasty. So I'll probably have to rearrange my habits of drinking energy drinks and stuff a little bit to avoid going in there. But otherwise, I mean, if I felt uncomfortable, I'd say something. I'd say, you know what, I want to stay home for another couple of weeks.
Well, that's what I told everybody in my email. I said, listen, if you're not ready to come into work, okay, keep doing your show remotely if that's what makes you comfortable. And we're about to reach out to we did reach out to our interns today. I'm going to have them wait a little bit longer. I think our date for them is June 15th that we're going to try to start the intern program back up again. And we said as much to them as, listen, if you're in any way uncomfortable coming in here to work, then by all means, don't. Nobody's holding it against you. It's not like we're going to give you negative marks for you know, on your college credit for your internship if you didn't feel comfortable or safe coming in.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's just the way to do it. So I mean, like I said, I feel, especially our setup, I mean, we're not that close to each other. Aaron's on the other side of the glass. I don't feel uncomfortable at all because I know damn well you're a germaphobe and you're going to clean up your stuff, and I'm cleaning up mine. So I'm just not worried about it. We're not like I'm going to come into contact with a whole bunch of people. I mean, I'll talk to a few folks, but I'm going to keep distance and just like. I'm doing in real life. I'm staying 6 feet away from people, even my friends. We're just having, when I see them, we just talk. So, just all the things we should have done in the first place instead of shutting down the world. But I'm here for it. 713 says, I wear a mask because I care about my fellow human beings. I sure don't want to make anyone with a pre-existing condition sick and jeopardize their health or the health of nurses or doctors or first responders who care for the sick. This is about freedom. It's about being a good person, plain and simple. I agree. And if you don't want to wear one, that's cool. And I can choose not to hang out with you. I mean, isn't that fair?
I would say yes.
That's how I feel about it. So, regardless, I'm just looking forward to getting back to normal a little and going to try to have some fun this weekend. And just for those of you, I don't know how many of you are interested, but on that on our private poker club, there's a $50 tournament Saturday and a $100 tournament Saturday. If you want to get in on that, just hit up Jerry Bonos on Twitter. I will tell you, this is the worst poker site in the world. It is absolutely the worst. But, hey, it's poker and it's fun and the people who are playing are great. Last night it timed me out twice with monster hands. Like once I flop a set and the guy's betting into me and it folds my hand.
Oh.
And then once I had aces and I raise and somebody re-raises and it folds my hand again. And it was because I was bitching about how bad the site was on the chat. So I know damn well somebody did that on purpose.
Well, see, I'm telling you also because you switch over to the chat. And then sometimes your clock is running. I don't like that.
Right. Yeah. But I wasn't chatting at the time. I was playing the hand. It just cut me off. So that cost me some money. But I'll play one of the tournaments. I don't know which one. We'll see. It just depends on how tomorrow looks. I may be drunk all day. I don't know. Texas Tiger says, preface this by saying I wear a mask. This is not an anti-mask take. That said, because no one is mandating mask type, this is all more for show to feel better. All these fabric masks do nothing, absolutely nothing, to keep the virus out, yet I see tons of them. See, that's not what I've had other people tell me who know about it.
Yeah, I don't believe it does absolutely nothing. Does it? Is it
right.
Foolproof? I don't believe that any mask is foolproof unless you've got like a full-blown military, you know, mop suit where if we're under chemical attack or something like that, you might be safe. But I do think that, you know, that's why we said from the beginning – put a bandana around your mouth, do a T-shirt, whatever. Put something around your face and nose, and it helps some.
If it helps even a little bit, what difference does it make? Plus, it looks cool. And
I don't know if I'm with the mask looks cool team like you, but I also don't care.
It does on me. I'm just telling you. I put that thing on, and I feel like a handsome because you can't see how ugly I am. So I'm team whatever on that. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's not go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Because it's about to get heavy.
is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
Oh, the weekend is here, and I get to tell you guys about Carbach. What a place. They are open at a limited capacity. You could stop in, taste one of their many, many, many tasty brews if you feel comfortable going into the restaurant yet. They've got their beers on tap. They're serving food, and it's great and good. If you're not, guess what? The grocery stores are still stocked. They've got the how about this one? The Little Cella, which you know I've been talking about recently, mostly because if you have been struggling with your weight while you're drinking in this quarantine, Little Cella's got 96 calories, under 4 grams of carbs, super light. You can have several and not feel guilty about yourself the next day when you look in your mirror with your shirt off. They've got something for everybody though. They've got all the things they've always got, Love Street, things like that, but they've always got something fresh popping out as well, so keep an eye on it. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, follow them there to see what's going on. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you grab some Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Mott says, a mask doesn't look cool. Feels like a damn, feel like a damn dork wearing them, but it's not bad because everyone else is wearing them. I think it looks cool on me. I'm not, you handsomes, I don't care. I'm talking about me. It looks cool. And El said, I love to, I enjoy looking like I'm about to rob a bank. Yeah, man. To me, it's like method acting, right? I'm pretending to be an outlaw. I'm not actually outlawing, but I look like one. And for me, that's fun. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And Texas Tiger, I love you, brother, but stop sinning. You're not changing my mind about what I'm doing or how I'm doing it, so please stop sending me the mass protection efficiency stuff. It doesn't, you know, it's not going to resonate with me, okay? I have doctor friends that I've asked whether or not I should wear them who've all told me the same thing. So I'm going by that, and that every little bit helps some. And there you go. Our buddy George hired McGrath Pest Control to take care of his place. So always appreciate it when you guys do business with our advertisers. And Scott McGrath's been a great one for this station going back to the 1560 days. And if you want a fun drunk thing to do one night, go back and listen to all his commercials. They're hilarious. So all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. What the hell did Joe Biden do today that I missed?
Well, he basically told Charlemagne the God that who I don't know if you're familiar with the radio program The Breakfast Club, Fred, are you?
I am not.
Aaron, what station does The Breakfast Club air on here in Houston?
It is on 93.7 The Beat.
Okay. It is a very popular black radio show, and it's I think it varies how many people are in there at any given time, but sometimes it's been 4 or 5 people in there at a time, and they have obviously a massive black following. Joe Biden went on their program today, and I don't know if it was his consultant or his handler or whoever was like, okay, we've got to go. You have the audio of it? Let's play that.
Well, you know,
thanks so much. That's really our time. I apologize.
You can't do that to black media.
I can't do that to white media and black media because my wife has to go on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
Well,
what?
Yeah, what? It boy, you know me, and I'm not a I'm not a Trump guy. I'm actually not a fan. I think that he's divisive. I don't like him. I think that he cares about himself, and he's really good at pretending that he cares about other people that he doesn't. This is such a silly move by, and you know, I'm not saying that Bernie Sanders or anybody else would have been better. Joe Biden, I don't think he's going to beat Donald Trump. I think he's a buffoon.
Yeah,
who tells you if you don't know if you're voting for me, then you ain't black.
Really?
That may not be the best thing to say there, Joe. Sleepy Joe,
an 80-year-old white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm. My thing with him is it all depends on who his running mate is, because I hate to sound bad, but he ain't making it 4 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, both guys, whichever one of them wins, is going to be, let's face it, elderly by the time this thing is over.
Well, and I don't hate Trump as much as you do. I just think my thought on him, and we all have one of these, like you have an uncle who really thinks he's funny and all the time he's making jokes. And they're just not funny. And I kind of think that's Trump. I think
if your uncle had hats made that said Fred's uncle is the greatest, then and everybody wore them and bought them and said Fred's uncle 2020, you know, for the last 4 years or keep Fred's uncle great, he'd probably continue to think he was funny.
Well, that's the problem. When you, when you have your own TV show. Well, and thank you, Texter, for saying, oh, yeah, Fred, you're the unfunny uncle. Appreciate you. But when you have your own TV show and you get elected president, you're going to think you're funny. I mean, I honestly think that's 90% of what he says. He's just trying to be funny. And, you know, it's just not. Like the whole positive-negative thing yesterday.
Oh, geez.
Did you see that? Where he's about, oh, I tested positive. It's a positive thing that I tested negative. And, yeah. So, John says, Jamel Hill saying Biden was just joking about the black people. I honestly, with all due respect, if you're going to list people who I really don't give a rat's ass what their opinion is, Jamel Hill's really high up that list for me. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about Jamel Hill either, but
yeah, she can just disappear as far as I'm concerned. I got no, like I hate it.
Did Joe Biden text her that he was joking? How does she know?
Then somebody says, "Dude, don't defend him. Joking about racism and calling it a joke doesn't make it not racist." Yeah, no kidding. A lot of people joke about racism, and it's you know, it's still a joke. It's not funny. And I'm not defending him. I'm explaining him. I'm not. I have no love for him. I have no love for no love for any politician. Politicians are, you know what they are? They're like Kenneth Copeland. I mean, they're just there to line their freaking pockets and get the most they can out of you and look good. That's what they are. They're all televangelists.
But you know what? It's our own fault because what we've done, and really we've been doing this. I mean. You could trace it all the way back to probably Kennedy, is we act like these presidents, these politicians, are movie stars. Like we make them out like we're fans. Like people shouldn't be fans of a politician. They should be fans of policy. I get that. But like the whole – the weird thing to me about all of – and it's not just Trump guys now, but it was Obama guys before that. It was Bill Clinton people before that. It was Reagan – God, it's still Reagan people. And Reagan was the great Republican – like any Republican you walked into before Trump, there was like a giant picture of Ronald Reagan standing over a dead bear with a rifle over his arm and no shirt on. And now that's become Trump.
Don't you disrespect Reagan, buddy.
Yeah,
you do that.
But we've made these people into like these. It's almost like hero worship, and it's gross because they're all a bunch of scumbags, all of them. And you could say, well, what about this guy? Probably a scumbag. Probably a scumbag. And it's guys who, and any politician who is in bed with lobbyists, they don't care what you think because the lobbyist's opinion matters more than yours. So whatever, that's why I just don't trust them, and I'm definitely not, you know, buying hats and T-shirts supporting them. It's just a weird phenomena to me.
Well, that's the problem. That's one of the things that always kind of drives me nuts is we treat politicians like they're our sports teams now.
Right.
And that goes back to something I've talked about for a long time. It's like, oh, your guy sucks. Well, you know what? Yeah, he probably does, but so does yours. They all do.
Well, and it is like a sports team in a way, because even when your team sucks, you don't want to admit it. You're like, oh, man, your team sucks this year. And you're like, yeah, they're one season away from turning it around. When you could just take a step back out of your fan gear and look at it and go, man, this thing's been running awry for some time. It ain't looking real good here. And people don't want to do that, though, because they're loyal, like they are to a football team or a baseball team. It's just like some of the Astros fans who think it's crazy that teams think that their World Series is tainted. And on the other side, everybody thinks the Astros World Series is tainted. It's you're hardcore in your beliefs one way or the other, so you don't see it when something's going on that doesn't fit your perceived narrative, because you don't want to see it.
I agree, and that's the problem. And to me, we shouldn't. Well, people shouldn't be worshiping these guys. They really shouldn't. And until they really don't look out for our interests. And you know, at some point, I mean, this is turning into a rigged game, the whole country. But let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. When it meant a lot, still on top, like I'm scared
of the drop. Still on top. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN 936. As I listen every day and I hate politics, if I wanted to get mad about politics, I'd put on CNN radio. No disrespect, but can we please stick to entertainment and sports? We get enough of the other from news media on the daily. Yeah, okay, we'll stick to sports.
Let's talk about the game last night.
Yeah, it was so good.
Guess what? I prefer talking about sports, too. Unfortunately, a sports match player didn't go on Charlemagne the God's Breakfast Club show and tell him that if he doesn't know, he ain't black. I wish that would have happened. I actually wish Blake Snell would have told Charlemagne the God, if you don't know who's in the right, then you ain't black. That would have been really, really good conversation starter for us, but it just didn't happen that way.
I got nothing. I'm just going to stick to sports.
And if you don't like us talking politics, then you ain't black. I don't even know if that's true. That's a made-up statement.
Yeah, and
there could be some black guys who don't enjoy us talking politics. That's
probably,
now that I think about it. But I just threw that out there.
Fans of particular politicians damn sure don't like us talking politics.
Yeah.
You know, if you're wearing an I Love Biden shirt, you don't want to hear what we have to say. There's no question.
Hey,
the reality. Sorry.
Go ahead. No, you've got something important to say here.
I was just going to finish it up by saying I'm sure there's a few good politicians out there, but 95% of them get into it to line their own pockets, just like televangelists. So bleep them. That's all. Go ahead.
So I've decided I'm going to change up my facial hair. I've got a full, strong beard going right now. And I wanted to narrow it down into a couple options. So I tweeted out the four looks that I'm considering right now.
Okay.
And one of them is the Hulk Hogan mustache, the long sort of caterpillar mustache.
Like it.
What do you think of that?
I like it. I like the concept.
Okay.
Anything unique, I'm for.
Okay, well, these are all pretty unique. I went with the option B is the Lemmy from Motorhead sort of mutton chop sideburns connecting. They call it the friendly mutton chops because they shake hands with the mustache. There's no beard. There's no chin covering, but it's just mutton chops into a mustache. What do you think of that?
Don't hate it, but I like the first one better so far.
Okay. And then I went with two Scott Pollard looks. Scott Pollard, who has changed his hair and facial hair many times over the course of his career. But I remember Scott Pollard being bald with just long sideburns, like mutton chop sideburns. That they were like the L-shaped, almost touched the sides of his mouth. They were so long. What do you think of that look?
I don't hate that either. I think those are all good. I like option A first.
And then Scott Pollard option B, which is King's Scott Pollard, where he had that same mutton chop look, except it went directly into a goatee. So I don't know. I'm considering all my options here.
That's interesting. I'm rediscovering sideburns now that my hair's growing out, because I always would cut those things as short as possible and basically not have any. But now that my hair's growing out, those are kind of growing out a little bit too. Kind of liking it. My long-term goal is to look like the villain from The Crow. I want to grow my hair that long.
Okay.
So if I can do that, plus he's not an attractive man either, so he looks like a villain. That's what I'm going for. But I'm gonna keep the facial hair clean. I'm just gonna grow the hair out till it's glorious. So, but everybody will get to.
Speaking of which, so that tweet that I put out, I'm now famous, you know, because not only did Scott Pollard like and retweet that tweet, even though I don't follow him and he doesn't follow me.
Yeah.
Rex Chapman, who is Twitter famous, he's more Twitter famous than he is real life famous. He just liked my tweet about facial hair options.
That's interesting. Maybe you'll make a blocker charge now.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
He is pretty funny with those blocker charge things.
He is. And the dogs, yeah. I mean, I like dogs as much as the next guy. So I don't know how he came across my, and maybe he saw Scott Pollard retweet it. That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
But he liked my tweet, so now I feel like I'm Twitter famous.
Damn. Yeah. The best. I was all happy that Mario Ellie quote tweeted my Akeem story this week. I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. But that's not quite in the same universe, I don't think. Although Mario Ellie, probably better basketball player than Rex Chapman.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, although Rex Chapman better college player?
Probably, yeah. Oh, definitely. Rex Chapman was a really good college player.
Yeah.
But interesting. Well, I'll have to get on there and vote, but it sounds like the first one, but I need to see them.
So. Well, I've got a lot of differing takes. Well, I think the one thing that people don't like is the number four, where the mutton chops turn into a goatee. And it's probably my least favorite because I don't feel like in 2020 a man should have a goatee, honestly. I feel like that's sort of a 90s facial hair trend that's gone the way of the dinosaur. But then it's like, well, I could be bringing it back. And because I'm Twitter famous now, Rex Chapman liked my tweet, maybe I would be the one to bring it back.
That would be interesting. Okay, and looking at these.
Just like there's a mustache style called a Fu Manchu that's named after a man called Fu Manchu, maybe they would start calling the goatee the Hoffman.
That's a possibility. That's a better name than goatee.
Agreed.
Okay. I'm looking at these now. I like option two.
The Lemmy?
The Lemmy.
Okay. That might be the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
That's also the one that's, well, no. The one that would make my wife the most mad is the Hulk Hogan, I think.
Well, isn't that what we're here for? Piss off the wives?
Listen, unlike you, I still have sex with my wife, so I need to keep that gate open at least a little bit.
Oh, man. Yeah, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. But yeah, I think I like that one looking at it. So, stop talking facial hair and talk sports matches, LOL. 618 says, until AJ gets PFT Comden or to write a blog about his facial hair, he's still not famous.
Oh, that's probably true.
But he didn't really write about me. He wrote about Norman Chad, and then just he didn't think I existed. So I had to tweet at him and say, yeah, I'm alive. I actually exist.
And Jermaine mentions that the Hogan hair would have gone better with the Hogan stash, but I've already told you why I had to get out of the Hulk Hogan hair game because I started to look like a lesbian. It wasn't a good look.
So you're saying lesbians aren't a good look?
I don't look good as a lesbian.
Okay.
Yeah.
281 asks, AJ's Twitter fame similar to my radio fame when Fred read my text on air from Philip? Well, you're now famous again, Philip. You've been retexted. How about that? Well, you know, I mean, why not do something different? Why the hell not? It's not like, not like the world hasn't changed. You should have a different appearance. I'm all for it.
Do you think David Gow will judge me differently in the management meetings if I come in with the Lemmy beard, the friendly chops?
I think David's a lot more cool than people realize. I think he'd be down with it. He'd probably be very supportive. Aaron, what the hell are you going to do? You just going to keep the same look? We got to do something different here, man.
I mean, I just went and got a haircut yesterday, so my hair's short again.
Did you go with did you wear a mask to get your haircut?
I did not.
Oh, you're an outlaw. I feel like you don't like the mask. You're team no mask.
I'm just uncomfortable in them, so if the private business doesn't require me to, I don't want to wear it. I probably won't.
Interesting.
Okay. Like I wore it to Costco last night because they force you to, and that's fine. That's their business.
So you're basically just the guy who's going to conform to whatever they want.
I mean, if I want to take part at a specific business and I want to utilize their services and they require it, yeah.
But you aren't like a stomp your foot outside the business and say, I don't want to wear this mask in here. You can't make me.
No,
this
I don't
is
care.
America.
If you want me to, and you own the business, cool. If you don't, I went and picked up my power washer this morning, and they have a sign that says you don't have to wear a mask as you walk in this building because none of us do. So
okay,
it's up to everybody else. I don't care.
Well, Lamont says, do you want another kid? I know you got snipped, but want to make you feel uncomfortable like you do everyone else. No, I don't want another kid. I'm good. I'm good with the ones that I've got. And honestly, if we're speaking the truth, I never asked for either one of those. The first one came by total surprise, and then the second one, my wife basically had to put a gun to my head and say, we're having this. So, no, I'm good with the kids I've got. I love them now. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy with the ones I've got. I don't want any more. No, especially not now. No way.
You'll love them a lot more when they turn 18, believe me. They're fun now, but you know, once you send them out into the world, it's like, oh, wow, this is awesome. They're little adults now. They're on their own. George said he went to Planet Fitness this morning, and it was not bad. I'm guessing the gyms are probably pretty spaced out still. But
I won't know. I'm not going to the gym for a while.
I think it's because Aaron's a handsome that he's not down with the mask. But just wait till you get old and you're ugly. You'll be wearing masks everywhere, brother. Somebody says, AJ, you need to have a third one so you can enjoy a diaper party.
Nope.
Oh, man.
See, if I had a whole Red Dead Redemption get up, where I looked like I was actually going to be a bank robber, I would probably be more open to it. But I don't. And I don't have the money to buy that kind of wardrobe.
Well, I like the bank robber look, man. I'm embracing it. So, all right, let's take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713 says Aaron doesn't sound like his face looks. Looks dapper and hits you with the Gilbert Gottfried voice. Ooh.
I wouldn't say Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, about that. I had a boss that sounded just like Gilbert Gottfried once, and it was, well, I mean, I didn't like him anyway, but that didn't help. And 832 said, just got done at the gym, no one there. By the way, just real quick, if you are interested in that $100 tournament that they're putting on, they're having $20 satellites if you want to try to satellite in. I know a couple people have already done that, so just passing that on. You know, we were talking about addiction yesterday. I think I might have a problem, AJ.
What's your addiction?
I downloaded that Golf Clash app on my phone that has been, you know, Twitter's been tweeting out all these apps, and I can't stop playing it. It's awful. It's limited. It sucks. I can't stop playing it.
What's the appeal to you?
I don't know. That's the problem. I mean, it's basically they only have head-to-head, so you play one hole. Occasionally they have like 9-hole tournaments, which I haven't had a chance to play yet. And I guess what the appeal is getting a whole bunch of points because they have these clans you can join. And I wanted to be first place in my clan with the most points, and now I am. So I guess that's the appeal, just the competitive nature. But
okay,
I've been playing the crap out of that, and I it's not any good.
Well, I mean, I guess that I'm sorry.
I don't know what to say. It's just it's my equivalent of Candy Crush for a lot of people.
Okay, I deleted Candy Crush because I was wasting too much time on it.
Well, that's the thing. I may have to delete it because I just can't stop playing it. And, you know, I've gotten to level 6 now and all this. And 409 says, join my clan, Free Texas. I am part of a Canadian clan.
Oh, so, of course you are.
Somebody says, I got sucked into that as well. Yeah, so but I'm in first place in my clan. But
well, that's good.
For now, but you know, that probably won't last because somebody's probably going to play all night. But I can't explain it, man. I really can't. It's just, you know, there's so many things. Like, putting is so damn easy. It's impossible to miss a putt. So if you're on the green, you're going to make it every time, which is just, to me, ridiculous. But
well, that's like me. When I'm on the green, I make it every time. It's obvious.
Yeah. But, no, it's, you know, and it's just a bunch of little stuff that annoys the crap out of me about it, and yet I can't stop playing. I will sit there 2-3 hours at a time playing the damn thing.
Oh, no. Yeah, you should just delete that game, Fred.
I think that's going to happen. I think I'm going to play it until we're back in studio, and that's it. I'm deleting it, and except now I've got so many points in gems and gold.
But who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Unless it spits money at you, it doesn't matter. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing. But I do get a lot of enjoyment out of it for some reason. I don't know why. But I get frustrated. It's just like my real golf game. If I do something stupid, I get mad. I mean, where did that come from? I don't have any emotions. I never get mad at anything. But it's just like I used to do on the golf course. If I'd hit a bad shot, I'd start to be, you sorry fat son of a bleep. But Tyler says WGT golf is better. I don't want to go and start finding other apps and stuff.
He doesn't want really more golf games. He wants less golf games.
No. I got to figure out some way to get that. Because, like, I tried all the ones, like the baseball one I tried. Didn't really like that. Especially since you have to unlock a bunch of stuff to get real Astros players. And not Miles Straw is your best player. So I lost interest in that, and then I started playing the golf thing, and now I can't stop. So
the games that I have on my phone, and most of the games on my phone are games that I have for, like, when we're in the car and my kid's phone dies, my younger son, he's got a phone, and when it's one of my old phones, like an iPhone 7S or something like that. So when it dies, I'll give him my phone, and I've got some games for him on there. The only games I really play on my phone now are, like, I've got some card games. Like, I've got Spades and Hearts, and I'll play those games. And I only like to play against the computer because if for some reason I've got to stop in the middle of a game, like you can play multiplayer, but you've got to basically commit yourself to that game. And I don't like to do that. I want to be able to just walk away whenever I feel. And then when I come back, boom, I'm in the same spot I was in my spades game. I could be in the middle of a hand, and I just walk right back to it.
Yeah, see, that's what I wish I could do. I wish I could get in there and just, like, play nine holes. I don't want to play against anybody. I just want to play the nine holes.
You can't do that on that game?
No, I mean, basically you have to play a one-on-one hole against somebody. So, yeah, if you're... You know, you can't just walk away and then come back until the game is over. They don't take long. It's just a few minutes. And Brian says, I'm addicted to a word game called Word Cookies. I don't know. It's just, this has been the one real negative from the Ronaverse is that I got addicted to this. I almost downloaded that Spades. I saw that, and I thought, I might do that. But... Yeah, so I
used to be a lot more fidgety on my phone. Like I used to do Words with Friends, and then I did that whatever that DJ game was. It was like name that tune and how many seconds can you get it right. I liked that one for a little while, and then Candy Crush. My Candy Crush addiction was well chronicled. But now I don't spend as much fidgeting time.
Well. I've had time to do it now, which especially not doing sports map. I got stuff. You know, I'm either getting on there playing poker at night or doing this during the day, and it's like, man. And I know I'll get bored with it at some point, and it's probably going to happen soon because this happens with every game. Like at some point, I'm just like, it's like listening to a comedy album for me. So I'll listen to it every day, and then all of a sudden, I'll just stop. And I think that's what's going to happen, but I'm not there yet. I'm not even close, really. Brother Bear said reinstalled WWF 2 during this coronavirus, uninstalled it after some dickweed scored three consecutive 100-point plays, cheating trash. Yeah. Well, and now I've unlocked all these awesome clubs and stuff like that, so I can, get 340-yard drives. It's just, I need an intervention.
Well, whatever gets it done for you, I suppose.
Yeah.
Whatever's
passing
the Rona time.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. But it's either been that or napping. Like today I slept like 4 hours.
Oh, what a life you've got, Fred.
But I had today I kind of had a break because the dog goes to daycare when our lady comes to clean the place. And so I just had her do the first floor first, and I just came down here and crashed so I didn't have to deal with anything. And like now I'm like, okay, tons of energy, ready to rock and roll. And we only got 2 hours left, and I got about 8 hours worth of energy. So,
Haitian Diva says, I'm addicted to Farm Heroes. I've been playing for years now, so addicted. I don't know what Farm Heroes is, but a video game about being a farmer doesn't sound like all that much fun.
JD says, I've been playing Golf Clash 2 years, even though it has several flaws. I hate it sometimes. If you ever switch clans, I run USA Foosballers. Anyone else that wants to join can look us up. Yeah, I probably should join a listener's clan rather than some Canadians I don't know.
I mean, that would make more sense, but you should probably just not clan golf anymore. And why is it called clan? That sounds like it's got some sort of undertones.
I don't know. But I've joined a clan, and I'm proud. I'm a proud member.
I always knew you were a clan guy.
It's clan with a C, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I assumed
like
it was
the Scottish clan.
Gotcha.
So they have tournaments. You play 18 holes over 2 days. Yeah, I haven't found it yet. I know they've got one that's supposed to start in like 2 days. I'll probably play that. But somebody asked about the Tom Brady thing. I want to talk about that when we come back.
Let's talk about that on the other side then.
All right. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a...
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.